Hey Mason, today we are diving into a new research paper that tackles the messy reality of cross-lingual retrieval augmented generation, or RAG, and how we can make models more faithful when they have to bridge the gap between English evidence and non-English answers. So, let's set the scene. We often see these RAG systems being deployed in what researchers call an English evidence regime. This basically means a user might ask a question in a language like Spanish or Vietnamese, but the system goes out and pulls back research papers or documents that are written entirely in English. On paper, this sounds fine because the base models are huge and multilingual, but in practice, things tend to fall apart during the actual generation phase. The researchers, including Hao Tian Zhou and colleagues, identified two main reasons why these models struggle. First, they noticed a problem with language drift. Because the model is looking at a big chunk of English text to find an answer, it starts to drift away from the user's original language. You end up with these weird outputs that are half English, half target language, or what we call code switching. It jarring for the user and breaks the flow of the conversation. Second, they found that even when the model stays in the right language, it doesn't always use the evidence reliably. It might hallucinate or ignore the English facts it just read because it's struggling to map that English information onto a non-English response. The paper argues that our current ways of training these models are actually part of the problem. Specifically, they point to two post-training challenges. The first is that errors in these models are often prefix-dependent. This is a fancy way of saying that if the model starts a sentence a certain way, it might be doomed to make a mistake later on. Because of this, traditional supervision, where we just give the model a fixed, perfect trajectory to follow, doesn't work well. If the model's starting point is slightly different from the training example, the whole thing can veer off the rails. The second challenge is about how we judge these models. Most current methods use sequence-level rewards, which often rely on a separate judge model to say whether an answer is good or bad. But these judges are often too coarse. They look at the whole answer at once, rather than looking at the specific steps where the model actually used the evidence. To fix this, the authors propose a new method called Distill Where the Student Goes. It uses teacher-regularized reinforcement learning. Instead of just telling the model this answer is right or this answer is wrong, they use a teacher model to provide more granular feedback. They decompose the reward, meaning they break down the score into different parts. How well the model stayed in the correct language, how accurately it used the English evidence, and how much it stuck to the facts. This is a huge deal for anyone working on RAG pipelines, especially for low-resource languages where we don't have massive amounts of training data. By focusing on reward decomposition, we can actually teach the model to be more faithful to ensure that the bridge between English evidence and a non-English answer is sturdy and accurate. It moves us away from just hoping the model gets it right and toward a system where we can actually supervise the specific logic it uses to translate information across languages.